Shah Tzu Khan is the Secretary General of the UN Conference on Sustainable Development. At the symposium in Beijing, he says that green economy can be seen as a new way of approaching economic decision-making.
One that emphasizes potential synergies between economic, social, and environmental protection. One that treats investment in protection and sustainable management of the natural resource base as an integral part of poverty eradication strategies.
Shah Tzu Khan says it is widely accepted that sizable investment will need to flow into green sectors. He says domestic resource mobilization will play a key role, but for many less developed countries, enhanced access to international finance and additional resources will also be crucial. Ethiopia is using green economic concepts to fight current droughts while conserving the environment. Mola Belete is Ethiopia's representative for the conference.
The current drought was within 10 years gap before, and we are started to develop numbers of dams, going to develop small scale irrigations, and we are balancing the nature. The government is now started to be committed on sustainable development, especially focusing on green economy to conserve natural resources, forests, for example.
The latest view is echoed by Kenya's representative Zena Nzibo.
I think, you know, the biggest asset that Africa has right now is this bed of natural resources. And we can, in the short term, sell it all off and use it to be selfish and to expand quickly. But then in the end, that does nothing for anybody, and we're not going to have anything for the future, and neither is the world. So, you know, green economy is not something that can be seen as in isolation. It's something for the long term in the future.
The other topic for the meeting is institutional framework for sustainable development. Secretary General Shah Tzu Khan warns that the lack of coordination between international organizations has weakened the effectiveness of sustainable development efforts.
There is wide acknowledgement of the need to bring coherence to the landscape of multilateral environmental agreements, intergovernmental bodies, and the UN system and other international organizations.
Shah Tzu Khan says some member states have proposed turning the Commission on Sustainable Development into a Sustainable Development Council so that the Council can report directly to the UN General Assembly. The symposium is a preparation for next year's Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. That event will mark the 20th anniversary of the original Rio Earth Summit in 1992, which led to the creation of the Kyoto Protocol. For CRI, this is Wei Tong.